Senator Duckworth, welcome back, and thank you so much for making the time to speak with us. It's kind of a crazy day here today.
It's very crazy right now. We're waiting for the vote to fund the government, keep us from having a shutdown.
So I will have to start by asking you about that, because we are hearing, and I've talked to lots of the delegation on both the Republican and Democratic side, talking about compromise and what they've given up. And so I actually want to ask you what you think Democrats have gotten out of this.
Well, I think that we've been able to withstand the president's push to try to use the budget to fulfill his campaign promise. You know, he wants this medieval concrete wall of some sort. And what we've been able to do is push for what the border security experts say we need, which is more drones, more technology, more border patrol agents. So and some of that is also going to be increased funding for fencing and you know, some sort of a barrier.
And so what would you say to your constituents who say, I don't want you to compromise with the president?
Well, you know, the problem that we have right now is that the president just does his own thing. And right now, the compromise that's happening is actually here in the Senate between Democrats and Republicans. In fact, I voted as part of all 100 senators to unanimously pass a budget in December. I just don't think we should hold the nation's economy and government workers hostage for a fight over a president's campaign promise. We can have a conversation about border security and the wall in particular later, but we need to fund all the rest of government. Why are we holding up the EPA's funding? Why are we holding up the Coast Guard's funding for the president's failed promise on a border wall?
So let's talk about some of the other aspects of governing. You, Senator Durbin, 33 other colleagues reintroduced a bill called the Family and Medical Insurance Leave Act. It would establish 12 weeks of paid leave for workers who are caring for a child or a family member who is sick. Why 12 weeks?
Well, I think that's a good starting point for us. You know, we're the only developed nation in the world that doesn't have paid family leave. And this bill would actually allow people to buy a little bit of insurance that would provide that leave. And it's a very small amount that you would buy something like 50 cents a week, and your employer would spend about $1 a week. And then that would actually pay for the 12 weeks paid leave so that you can go take care of a child or a family member.
And I wonder if you think this dovetails with President Trump has talked about in his State of the Union address. He talked about paid family leave. Do you feel like this is something that he would support?
Well, he said that he would support it, except that the bill that he has come up with is one that would force you to take money out of your Social Security retirement benefits in order to pay for your 12 weeks of leave. And that's really not the right answer, because now you're just robbing from yourself later on to pay for, you know, taking care of your family member. Now, that's not a choice people should have to make. Do I take away from our retirement? What we should have is really a very responsible way. And that's what this bill does. You know, you're just basically buying insurance so that you can take the leave. And most employers say, hey, you know, I'll spend $100, $200 a year per employee just to make sure that they can have paid leave.
And do you feel like the insurance then is the kind of a compromise that would allow Republican support and Republicans to come on board with this?
I do think so, because it is definitely something that is self-directed, and it allows the marketplace to take effect as well. It's not, you know, a mandatory kind of a thing. This is something that can be done and would be offered to employers and employees.
My guest is Senator Tammy Duckworth, and I wanted to ask you, earlier this week you announced that the Illinois Department of Transportation would receive $5 million for rail improvements in southern Illinois, and I wonder what kind of improvements we're talking about here, because we've heard so much about our rail system and our aging infrastructure, whether it's rail or roads, and how much investment they really need right now.
Well, our nation needs $1 trillion in infrastructure investment. The I think it's called the National Association of Civil Engineers is the official term for the organization, grades the nation's infrastructure as a D minus. And they said we need about $1 trillion in investment to bring that up to a C. That's not even to get it competitive with countries like Germany and Japan and South Korea. That's just to get it to a passing grade of a C. And so the money in that particular grants case actually just improves some of the rail lines in southern Illinois. But we need this all over the state. And in fact, here's one. In the Chicagoland area, there are over 200 bridges that are found to be structurally deficient but we're still driving on them. And there's 2,300 of those around the state.
Yeah. So with Lakeshore Drive being shut down because part of it was collapsing.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about something much farther from home and more about foreign relations and the war in Yemen. Yesterday, the House passed a resolution that would end American support for the war. And if this resolution were to pass and even override a possible veto from President Trump, how do you think this would make a meaningful difference in the lives of Yemeni civilians?
Well, the Yemeni civilians are right now caught in a proxy war, really between what the Saudis are doing and what the Iranians are doing with pursuing basically their own geopolitical competition in the region. And what's caught in the middle are children who are starving to death, families that are being killed, school buses full of kids who are being bombed. And frankly, it's not right that the U.S. is participating and supporting in some of these. Now, yes, we're saying, hey, we're not actually participating in the bombings and all of that, but frankly, we are selling the arms to Saudi Arabia. We are providing targeting assistance. We're providing refueling, all of that, and that puts some responsibility on us. I'm not saying that what the Iranians are doing in the region is right, but I think that if we're going to participate, then American people need to know that that is what we're doing. And right now, America's involvement in what's happening there with these atrocities that are happening to the Yemeni population is something that Americans don't even know we're involved in.
So I just want to ask you about a headline that I saw that Mitch McConnell said President Trump plans to declare a national emergency so he can bypass Congress to build a border wall. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's illegal. I don't think that he can just unilaterally declare a national emergency when there's no national emergency that exists. He can't just make one.
So what happens if he does do that?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of court challenges that will prevent him from doing so. I think what he's doing is just playing to his campaign promises. He claims, for example, that he's building a wall. He hasn't even started building a wall. And he said that Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Mexico is not going to pay for a wall. Again, we've got to separate his campaign promises to what we need to do to keep government funded and government working for the American people. And then we can hold him accountable for these campaign promises and have those negotiations. But frankly, what he's trying to do is really a disservice to our taxpayers and to citizens and to the thousands of families who are being really affected by his draconian border policies.
Senator Tammy Duckworth, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
It's good to be on. Thank you.